Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House has begun debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one alleging abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. Democrats accuse Trump of pressuring Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Trump's Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden while withholding military aid to Ukraine, something Trump denies. And so do Republicans. Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says moments ago,
"The legacy of the 116th Congress will be defined by their hatred for President Trump and their deep-rooted desire to oust him from office." What we found with the Speaker just a week ago, she finally admitted she'd been trying to impeach him for nearly 3 years.
As the House votes on impeachment later today, the President and VP Pence will be in Battle Creek, Michigan at a campaign rally. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
The U.S. has failed to reach a deal with South Korea on the cost of keeping U.S. troops in that country. The existing deal between the two nations expires December 31st, and the negotiations which ended today in Seoul were the last talks scheduled this year. South Korean lawmakers say Washington wants up to $5 billion a year for the U.S. to keep 28,000 troops in that country. In Ohio, officials at an Athens County food pantry say they've received over $200,000 in donations thanks to LSU quarterback Joe Burrow's remarks about poverty in that county. Athens Food Bank President Karen Bright thanking Burrow, saying the generosity was absolutely unexpected.
"We had no idea that anything like this would happen. It's much more than we would typically get in a year."
She was speaking on NBC News. Burrow grew up in Athens and spent the first 3 years of his college career as a backup QB at Ohio State. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As seasonal influenza activity continues to increase across the nation, health officials with the National Foundation for Infectious Disease have a warning, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Dr. Bill Schaffner, Medical Director of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, tells us about the concerns.
"We're particularly concerned that everyone who has a chronic health condition gets vaccinated, because it's those people with chronic health conditions who are more susceptible to the more severe cases of flu and its complications, pneumonia and having to be hospitalized, and of course, dying."
Dr. Schaffner tells us those chronic health conditions include heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes, even when those chronic conditions are well controlled.
Former intelligence analyst leaker Edward Snowden cannot profit from his memoir. That's because he didn't get clearance from the CIA and the National Security Agency. Snowden was contracted with the NSA when he leaked the information on top-secret surveillance systems to the media back in 2013. A federal judge ruling yesterday that Snowden violated a series of employment contracts that he signed when his memoir was published. And new research showing a spike in the number of grain bin deaths nationwide. The study was conducted by Purdue University. It found at least 14 people have been killed in grain bin accidents just since August. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's all part of the season as well. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal pundit and analyst as well, is with us. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, you know, a little calm after all the crazy storms. I mean, you know, the House is, boy, they got a bead on impeachment. There's no turning back at this point. They're full throttle. And, you know, Mitch McConnell says, well, you know, we're going to take our lead from the president. Well, you got to know the mainstream media's heads are exploding along with the leadership of the Dems. I mean, how dare they, you know, take their lead from the president of the United States when, you know, it should be, you know, separated, you know, from as far as the Senate and the executive branch.
Well, separated is the key word, because now we have a world where people on two coasts, close to the Atlantic and the Pacific, people in the mainstream media and people in Washington, D.C., have separated themselves from the bulk of the American people. They've separated themselves on values. They've separated themselves on truths. And they've separated themselves by going against the most productive president ever in the history. And look, Nancy Pelosi took these actions to save her speakership because she felt threatened by the radical left-wing base of the Democrat Party, represented by the so-called squad. And by doing it, she locked herself in. You said they're on this impeachment basically trajectory, and they can't get off.
Right.
But what Pelosi has done is ensured that she won't be Speaker. We're going to have Speaker McCarthy, and the Republicans are going to take over the House, and it's going to be this monster landslide, partially because this world I described to you, the separate America that exists in the mainstream media in Hollywood, D.C., and on both coasts, it's as if they're walled off. You know, it's as if they live. If we talk about the bubble, but it's like they're in that soundproofed room that Adam Schiff held his original hearings in,
right?
The safe room there, where and they just don't understand the American people, and the exact same separation existed in a country that has our same language, culture, and a good part of our history, in the United Kingdom, where they just went through an election that actually is earth-shaking in what it portends and what it had. And that's the re-election of Prime Minister Boris Johnson in this parliamentary system, where ironically, he didn't call for the election, but his opponent, the Liberal Labor Party, very much like the Democrats here, they called for the election thinking that they were going to take over. And the mainstream media said, Jeremy Corbyn is going to win. It's going to be a landslide.
Right.
And, you know, because he's offering all the free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because he had the exact same policies as Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And not only did Jeremy Corbyn lose, a socialist anti-Semite, very much like what's happened to the Democrat Party, not only did he lose, he was annihilated.
Exactly.
He was annihilated in such a way that the Labour Party suffered its worst position in Parliament in the United Kingdom since the 1930s.
Mm.
I mean, we have to go back to the 20th century before World War II to come up with how weak this Jeremy Corbyn has made this party. And, okay, you won't believe this if you haven't heard it, Bill, and your readers won't believe it. You know, the left is so brain frozen from their hatred of Donald Trump. I think they just really don't know what they're doing.
No, they're lost.
Yet,
yeah.
You want two names that will sound terrifyingly familiar popped up right before the British people were going to vote. One of the names is Glenn Simpson. Remember Glenn Simpson?
Oh, yes.
The founder of Fusion GPS.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Christopher Steele. Now, we've heard that name a lot, and that, of course, is the author of the infamous dossier.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these guys popped up in the newspapers in Britain, and both of them were part of the left-wing Guardian's crusade to explain that, oh, my gosh, some of the polls are showing Boris Johnson getting ahead. It's because Russia is interfering in the British election. And these guys actually, Glenn Simpson with a co-author, wrote a piece calling for a Mueller-like investigation in England.
Yes.
So these people, they're doing the exact same thing. What do? They deny the results. They try to fabricate some explanation, but they don't even have a new one. It's still Russia. It's just crazy. But in addition to that, the American left is avoiding the obvious and writing articles and stuff, especially the backers of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who are almost carbon copies of Jeremy Corbyn.
Exactly.
And and the same people in England, in the northern parts of the country, the people who you would call the Rust Belt, people, working people who now have awakened and said, look, these elites, these globalist elites, the supporters of the EU, the supporters of multilateralism, which means denying nation states what's best for them, these people have been selling us out, selling working people out, and they raged. But it was silent, and it wasn't reflected in the mainstream media because they have two separate countries in England, too. And so the people rose up, and there were places that had never voted for the Tory party, which is the conservative party.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Right.
And all of a sudden did. Just very similar to the way the Brexit vote preceded the 2016 earthquake of Donald Trump's election. And so now we have this vote, and, some of the things, I mean, honest to God, the Daily Beast has a writer. Here's what he wrote. He said, Jeremy Corbyn was a unique nincompoop. He was never suited to be a national leader of any major political party. Well, this guy, and saying, you know, he should have been a backbencher. He should have never won. This is a left-winger in the Daily Beast trying to say, it was Jeremy Corbyn's fault, not his policy.
Exactly, right.
This guy was going to nationalize all the utility companies in the first 100 days. He had a whole laundry list.
What was he doing? Was he channeling his Hillary Clinton? What was going on?
Yeah, he was channeling his inner Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah, I think so. I'll tell you, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up when we come back. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, James Hurston continues with us as we're discussing the Brexit mandate. I mean, that was loud and clear, and I believe we're going to hear the same thing over Flyover America time and again coming up in 2020, where you will hear the concerted voices of America saying, can you hear me now?
Exactly, because the exact same dynamics are there, but it's so striking that the American left can rationalize, the American left can lie to themselves, and then they can fabricate. They're just like I was saying before we went to the break, that the left, the American left, went to England and are really actually claiming but the reason that Boris Johnson won this unprecedented, massive victory is because of the Russians. The Russians interfered.
Did they hire? Let me ask you: did they hire Hunter Biden to share that story with them, or something, or what?
Well, Hunter Biden wouldn't be capable of it, but you never know. I mean, Hunter Biden may be on the board of some company there.
Right.
You know that. And making millions just like he did in the Ukraine. But I love what some of these, there's a kind of a far left winger who, her name is, she, by the way, all this stuff happens in this UK Guardian. It's just it's amazing. But she is a senior fellow. Her name is Kate Aronoff, senior fellow at Data for Progress. This is one of these left wing think tanks. She says that the reason Boris Johnson won was only because of Brexit. Now, you can make the argument that that's true. You probably can't. Mm-hmm. But then she says, here's her words, quote, there's no clean analog to that in the U.S. No relation to Brexit in the U.S. None at all. I mean, Brexit is inextricably linked with Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Trump backed it. Trump worked with Nigel Farage. Mm-hmm. And the exact same dynamics, as I said,
yes,
the dynamics of international trade, the dynamics of the forgotten American worker, are present in the Brexit debate.
And don't forget who championed the other side. Who was the former president that championed the other side?
Of course, Barack Obama.
Okay.
And virtually the entire Democrat Party has championed the whole globalist elite left-wing movement, which is proven itself a movement with these multilateral organizations that sells out the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the people, you know, that's what populism, today's national populism is all about.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's local populism versus globalism. I mean, this is what it's come down to, right?
That's right. And so, you know, there. And the other thing, of course, is the backers of Elizabeth Warren and of Bernie Sanders are now fighting with Joe Biden and Michael Bloomberg, who have, they're saying now, we're centrists. You know, Bloomberg looks like a centrist compared to the rest of the Democratic field, but Biden doesn't.
Right.
He basically hitched his wagon to the whole panoply of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's New Green Deal and everything else.
But does Biden really know? Does Biden really know who he is, James?
Yeah, well, I think he knows about the blonde hair on his legs.
Yes.
And he was a lifeguard, and
right,
and little kids jumping on his lap and sneaking up behind women and sniffing her hair. He knows about that, I think, but he doesn't know where he is because he's always saying, you know, it's great to be with the people of Ohio when he's in Iowa. You know, so
Well, he's going to be like that potato farmer chasing the potato truck around, trying to slow it down.
It's very clear. The top levels of the Democrat Party, they believe that Biden's their best chance to run against Trump. And they won't let go of Biden no matter how many gaffes circulate all over the social media constantly, even that one, you know. I mean, Biden's gaffes would sink anybody else that was running.
Right.
But because the establishment's behind it, that's why this is part of the impeachment obsession for the fake impeachment.
Yes.
Is because they're covering up.
Exactly. Well, they have to prop him. They have to prop him up because, you know, clearly Donald Trump was so concerned about Joe Biden that he had to call in. He had to call in the Ukrainians to come in and take Biden out.
Well, yeah.
Please.
That's right. That's right. And ironically, the entire impeachment affair, you know, when Adam Schiff went public and we had these three diplomats that came forward, Taylor, Kent, and Vianovich, all three of them had their hands dirty in terms of their participation in the Ukrainian meddling in 2016 on behalf of the DNC and Hillary,
right,
or the cover-up of that. And George Soros NGOs are involved. I mean, this is a scandal that is, it's just so frightening.
Well, Anita Hill is linked with George Soros. I mean, come on. I mean, this whole situation, I mean, James, I got to believe, they really don't want the Senate to drag this out. They want the Senate to make it real quick order if they can possibly, you know, just cast this thing aside. But the problem is Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler have made such a fiasco of this. They have screwed up the heads of half of America. I mean, James, this is a mess. I mean, how are we going to come together as a country when the mainstream media and the leadership of the Democratic Party has done everything they can to divide this country? We're 50-50 right now. How do you put Humpty Dumpty back together again?
I don't think you can for generations. I think that's what I said. There's two Americas, like John Edwards talked about, but it's right. different than what he was talking about. We really can't put it together. The Democrats have showed Americans who are paying attention, they've revealed their true face. It's
exactly.
not pretty.
Right.
They've revealed their evil intention.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lindsey Graham called him out, if you remember, during the Kavanaugh hearing, he picked no bones. He just said, look, it's all about power, and I hope you don't get it.
Exactly. And the same thing. This is all about covering up and also doing whatever damage they can. And they don't care about the American people, obviously, because it's a do-nothing Congress, but also they don't care about our fundamental principles. They don't care about our Constitution. They have debased a very serious and important power that Congress was given in limited government. They have debased impeachment. And they're so blatantly, shamelessly inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader in the Senate, spoke publicly and said it was unnecessary for the president to have due process rights or be able to call witnesses. He could come in and testify himself. Now this same Chuck Schumer wants witnesses in the Senate.
Yes.
And has written a letter to McConnell demanding he wants to call the witnesses that couldn't be called by Schiff because there wasn't time. And so, I'm half a mind to advise Mitch McConnell to give them the same treatment that they gave the Republicans.
Exactly. First, but the problem is, James, if he's got to be careful on how he plays that. If it's in the same manner, harsh manner, as the Democrats, it could come back and snap on the Republicans a bit, and it could have an impact on some independents. The base is going to stay with it, but much of the base feels the same thing. Hey, do unto them as they've done to you. Why not? Well, to be continued, James Hurst, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal analyst as well, right here. And that's a wrap for us, James. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House has begun debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one alleging abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. Democrats accuse Trump of pressuring Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Trump's Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden while withholding military aid to Ukraine, something Trump denies. And so do Republicans. Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says moments ago,
"The legacy of the 116th Congress will be defined by their hatred for President Trump and their deep-rooted desire to oust him from office." But we found with the Speaker just a week ago, she finally admitted she'd been trying to impeach him for nearly 3 years.
As the House votes on impeachment later today, the President and VP Pence will be in Battle Creek, Michigan at a campaign rally. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, did you know that more than one-third of holiday budgets are going to gift cards? Of course you know that because you're out there buying gift cards, right? Well, we've got Shelley Hunter back with us. She is the gifting expert and gift card girlfriend at GiftCards.com. So a little background here. So if you plan on purchasing gift cards for loved ones this holiday season, you're not alone. In fact, according to new research, surveyed shoppers' holiday gift card spend is expected to increase 7% from 2018, with shoppers spending approximately 35% of their total holiday gifting budget on gift cards. Now, there's additional findings, and we're going to talk about this with Shelley right now, and I'm eager to discuss this topic with her. Shelley, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. We're talking about my favorite subject.
I know, and here it is. I mean, this is getting to be an annual event between us here, and this is good fun. So tell us, why gift cards are, gaining in popularity.
Well, I just think people we love the convenience of being able to pick out the things that we really want or need. And from a giver's perspective, it's really good that you can pick a budget, you can stay within budget, and you know that the gift will be something that the recipient wants. So So there's just so many choices, and it's a fun gift to give.
You know, and I find it interesting, and you and I talked about this last year, Shelley, and that is, are some people offended because of a gift card? That, you know, some people may think, well, it's not very creative, but well, I'll tell you, a lot of people I spoke with are very grateful they got gift cards, as opposed to getting something that they've got to go back after Christmas and return and stand in line all day long, right?
Right, I think we've gotten over that. You know, I think that was back in the days when we were taking, you know, spending a lot of time trying to peel the sticker, the price tag, so people wouldn't know how much you spent on a gift. It was a little bit of an older theme, and nowadays we just see the convenience that weighs more heavily over the things that we're concerned about in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cool thing that people are doing is the packaging of the gift cards. I mean, that's where you get a chance to express your creativity as opposed to just putting a gift card in an envelope, right?
Right. This is one of my favorite things to do. I love to give a gift card with a little something extra because it gives the recipient something to open in the moment, and it also says, look, this wasn't an afterthought. I really did this on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you a few of my favorite examples for this season.
Okay.
So you might take a travel-themed gift card like an Uber gift card and pair that with a travel journal or some sort of a travel mug or accessory, and that just says, hey, I know you're going places this holiday season. Or you might take a shoe store gift card and deliver it inside of a pair of holiday socks.
Mm.
Or for streaming, so streaming is really popular. You've got Netflix and Hulu gift cards that you can choose from. Deliver that with some movie-watching snacks, some caramel corn, or some even homemade caramel corn would make that fun.
Thanks.
And this is one of my favorite gift cards for this year. Take a food delivery gift card, like a Grubhub or a DoorDash gift card, and deliver that with a cozy blanket or a pair of pajamas so the recipient can stay home and still enjoy a great meal.
Wow. And while they're sitting there relaxing, they're going to remember you're the one that set all this up and have them enjoying some very comfy clothes and staying at home. That's so much fun. The survey also indicated that 63%, most consumers, are confident in the economy right now. That's a good thing.
I think that's a great thing. And I think gift cards reflect that as well because it means we're going to give you a gift card and you're going to head back into the store. So it's great for retailers because both the giver and the receiver end up in the stores buying things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, last year when we talked, I think the average spend budget was somewhere around $500. Looks like that's going up a little bit. Probably the average is going to be around $618.93. I like how they get it down to the cents like that.
I know.
So that's pretty good. So again, this is all relevant to our attitude about the economy. On average, shoppers expect to spend approximately a little over $200 on gift cards this year. It's a 7% increase over 2018. So they continue to grow in popularity.
They do, and because of that, there's new gift cards available. So, for example, there's a new gift card called the Happy Card, and these are a bundled brand gift card. So if you're not sure what gift card to give somebody, then take this Happy Holidays, for example. It's redeemable at Lowe's and Ulta and Macy's and some other places. And what I love about that is the recipient gets a choice, but they don't actually have to spend it all in one place. So they can, you know, dabble with that gift card and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also, e-gift cards are becoming more popular. So if you don't want to spend money on shipping or you've missed that free shipping window, then you can actually send a gift card electronically. And this is a really great choice for younger generation who always have their phone in their hand.
Right,
so
exactly.
You can send that, yeah, straight to their email. And what I love about this, it's really convenient. In most cases, you can buy that e-gift card now and schedule delivery for a later date. So that one's super convenient.
Well, you just check that off your list like that. It's done, and it takes care of itself. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last thing I want to tell you about, let's say you're a DIYer and you like to make things yourself. Besides these bundled gift cards, you can upload a photo from your phone and actually make your own Visa or MasterCard gift card. And you get this really one-of-a-kind gift card that can be used almost anywhere. So it's both personal and flexible.
How cool is that? I mean, you get a personalized gift card. That is brilliant. I love what they're doing with these ideas and how these are expanding every year. This is awesome. You know, and the idea, as you mentioned earlier, and you shared it with us last year, and this was my first exposure with these themed gift cards, that you had so many options based on the theme. It wasn't just for one particular store, but there were several store options. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, I think it just shows that people really love gift cards, and we can be creative and we can put thought into those gifts without worrying about it being the right fit or the right style for the recipient. So I think it's really a nice blend of the things we used to worry about coupled mm-hmm. with the convenience that we enjoy today.
Exactly. And then for the people, as we mentioned earlier, who might be a little reticent to get involved in a gift card, thinking, well, that's just not personal enough. I mean, there's creative ways to personalize it, just like you just shared with us.
Right. Yeah. It's my favorite gift to give.
Well, it's awesome because, well, you know, and it it frees you up because then at this point you're not necessarily having to, you know, be fighting, you know, for the last parking space at the shopping mall.
No, and you know what? Right now, early in the season, you'll find gift card deals like at the grocery store. If you're doing those fuel purse programs and things like that, you can actually buy a bunch of your gift cards and then save money yourself in the process.
Wow, that's great. How is that working?
So many grocery stores will have these programs that say if you spend like $100 on your gift cards, then you get four times the fuel perks or things like that. So definitely be on the lookout for deals when you're at the regular stores, and then at those grocery stores and big box stores, you'll find deals especially early in the season. So right now is a good time to buy your gift cards.
Shelley, you mentioned earlier, I want to go back and make sure our audience understands when you talked about personalizing a gift card. Is there a specific place they can go to do that?
Yeah, you can go to giftcards.com. You'll find my holiday gift guide there as well, where you can see all these bundling up ideas that are so much fun. But all of the gift cards are available there as well, and especially those custom gift cards are on giftcards.com.
I'll tell you, what resource Shelley Hunter is for us. I mean, from gift card tips and practical advice to inspiring ideas and insights into the gift card industry. Shelley Hunter, also known as the Gift Card Girlfriend, is the one and only consumer guide to gift cards. Shelley, I cannot thank you enough for these ideas. You know what we have to do? We should, one of these times we got to do something to where we do a cumulative idea and maybe even give some gift cards to the winners who come up with all these ideas and participate, because you know, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, I always say that I can turn any gift card into a thoughtful gift, but people have to challenge me. Like, tell me the gift card you don't think I can make personal, and let me do it for you. And I would love that.
Oh my gosh! Okay, and they can be in touch with you through giftcards.com as well.
Absolutely, let's do it.
That is awesome. Well, great idea. Well, I look forward to the next time we talk. I want to get an update on the latest ideas so we can keep our audience in the flow of the know. Well, Shelley, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. And thank you again for all the great information. Giftcards.com, that's where you want to go, ladies and gentlemen. Shelley, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Do you know what the second most common cancer in the U.S. is? You may be surprised to hear. It's a type of skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, and it affects about 700,000 Americans every year. CSCC is typically treatable when caught early, but like other cancers, it can become serious and even life-threatening if it progresses to a locally advanced stage or spreads in your body. Most people know that sun exposure increases your risk for skin cancers like CSCC, but that's not the only risk. If you're over 65, male, or living in the southern part of the U.S., you're at an increased risk too. It's important to know potential signs of CSCC, like scaly or red patches or raised lumps. If you have had CSCC, check for any changes or new spots that won't go away, as these may be signs that you're at higher risk for the cancer to get worse. If you have questions or think your CSCC is becoming advanced, talk to your doctor. You can learn more at aboutadvancedcscc.com. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A rather somber day in this country. The third president in our country's history about to be impeached. And the divisiveness and the clear division that is being exacerbated by the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi said this had to be a bipartisan. It had to be a fair adjudicated process. It has not been that. The American people get it. They are confused. They misunderstand. Some people think that just because the president is being impeached that he's out of office. No, this is just all part of the process. And this is going to go through a rather trying time as we, you know, hear both sides talk about why the president, from the Democrats' viewpoint, is not above the law, that he, in fact, did violate his oath of office and should be subject to impeachment. Meanwhile, the Republicans are saying there's no there, and and when we look at the polls, the American people more and more are starting to get it and say, look, it, there's nothing there. It's a waste of time. But the good news is, and maybe this might have been the cost for this impeachment process, is that after holding the Democrats' feet to the fire for many, many months, President Trump finally gets the USMCA to move forward. The president of the Job Creators Foundation, the Creator Job Creators Network Foundation is with us, Elaine Parker. Elaine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the USMCA, long time. I mean, it's been low-hanging fruit there, 170,000-plus jobs. And with our two biggest trade partners, Canada and Mexico, another partisan issue that has kind of been hung up in the works. But Nancy Pelosi says she's going to bring it to a vote. And, of course, it will be passed in the Senate. And President Trump, of course, has been indicating that his pen has been to the ready for quite a while to sign this into law.
Yeah, of all the distractions and kind of the mess going on in Washington, this is a ray of sunshine for the American people, for workers, and for small business. Yesterday, the House Ways and Means Committee advanced the bill for a floor vote tomorrow. Actually, we'll see a floor vote tomorrow, and it is expected to pass through the House. We're excited about this. At Job Creators Network, we represent small businesses, and there's 30 million of them in this country. And small business accounts for, you know, 3/4 of all new jobs. So we've been pushing for this to see Congress hold a vote on it for over a year, and it will significantly boost America's economy. Like you said, there's 170,000 jobs at stake here, increasing the GDP by $68 billion. You know, the list goes on and on and on. This is a huge, huge boon for the American economy. This is an American agreement. It's not a Republican agreement or a Democrat agreement, and I'm glad to see that Congress is doing the people's business at least on this.
Elaine, I'm glad to hear you say that this is a win for America. The Democrats have argued that they didn't want to give President Trump a win. I'm going, what do you mean, President? You've got American people. I mean, you represent all of America. This isn't about Republican, Democrats, independents. This is about what's good for our country. And when you're talking about, there's been lots of talk about China, as you and I have talked about before, as far as a trade arrangement with them. But I guess in terms of actual trading dollars, it's probably our fourth ranked trading partner on the planet. But here we're talking 1-2, our neighbors, our immediate neighbors, Canada and Mexico. I mean, what other policies are going to be affected as a result of the USMCA? And when I say policy, I mean the other implications, whether it has to do with immigration and border control and things of that sort. I see win-win and continued upward movement for all concerned here.
Well, there's certainly going to be a domino effect. There of the 300,000 American companies that export, 98% of them are small businesses. And when you have when new jobs are really in the hands of small business, they're the engine of this economy. They employ half of our workforce. This is an incredible boon to them, and it updates the NAFTA for internet and the smartphone age, which is an incredible impact on small business. Because it will help open new markets that they couldn't previously get to, just because of things like the requirement to have a business within the country that you're doing business in. That removes it. This updates NAFTA. So it's very fair to small business. It also establishes a group of folks to actually review the regulations within the agreement and new regulations that come into the agreement, and how it impacts small business. Mm-hmm. So we continue to see under this administration take into account small business, whether it's tax cuts implications, regulatory implications, and now the new trade agreement. And all of this helps small business, and we're seeing it in the economic jobs numbers every single month. We continue to see jobs created, over 7 million jobs since President Trump came into office.
Exactly. Well, Elaine, just that one statement alone that seems so ungovernment-like, because usually when government passes something, it becomes a static entity. But here they've allowed for the dynamic of ongoing review and adjustment, which is necessary. And, of course, this is what businesses do every day in their lives. But what became problematic with NAFTA was that they passed it. That's the way it was. People have complained about it for years, but it just kept dragging on, and which you think, well, wow, you know, we should have bipartisanship on this because both sides have been complaining about NAFTA, that it needed to be updated. But it took this administration's courage to lead the way to get the USMCA finally moved forward, and it looks like it will pass.
Yeah, and I believe that we probably always had bipartisan agreement in principle that NAFTA needed to be updated. But like you said, I mean, the Democrats don't want to give this administration a win because that's how they view it, as the administration winning. And in fact, it's the people winning, it's jobs winning, it's workers winning, and it's our economy winning. And to see the Congress and the Democrats not put that first, ahead of their own political ambitions, is just, it's very disappointing. And that's why you continue to see approval ratings for Congress go down. And that's why you continue to see support for impeachment decrease regularly. It's underwater now. Mm-hmm. And that's important because as long as people feel good at their kitchen table, in their homes, with their families about things, that means they're happy with the policies that are being put forth for the American people and the economy. And you can see it in just the Christmas shopping that's happening. I mean,
exactly.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. You know, quite interesting. A survey was out, a poll, and it said impeachment of the top 12 issues. You talk about kitchen table issues. Impeachment is way, way, way down there, like probably ranked number 11th or 12th. Healthcare, still a huge issue. And at a time that we should be focusing more attention to that, I believe that we're doing the American people a disservice by not having more focus on healthcare. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. And at the Job Creators Network, we've actually taken on healthcare as a major issue in 2020. The Job Creators Network Foundation and a physician group called Physicians for Reform actually conducted the largest market research study for the last 6 months. On healthcare involving more than 25,000 American voters. These are Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And from those inputs, we've developed a framework for healthcare reform that's going to repair, restore, and improve the patient-doctor relationship and remove these bureaucrats from healthcare decision-making and increase choice and affordability for all Americans, even those with pre-existing conditions. We're excited about this framework. We've got a lot of support from it. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich has signed on and endorsed it. John Goodman has signed on an endorsement. He's the grandfather of health savings accounts, for those of you who don't know who he is. And also former HHS Secretary Dr. Tom Price has signed on behind it. So we have a lot of support. We've got several governors who have signed on behind it as well. And we believe this is a good plan that that can actually provide a choice for the American people. They'll be able to look at a Medicare for All plan or a Health Care for You plan, because that's the name of our plan, Health Care for You.
And that's also the website, healthcareforyou.com, if they want more information.
Absolutely.
Okay, just a couple more specifics on that, because we got a little less than 2 minutes left here, Elaine. This is really exciting, man, because I believe that we can deal with healthcare and we can come up with very robust and positive ideas if we can get it outside of the government's hands and thinking that they are the answer. The fact of the matter is that we, the people, are the answer. I mean, free markets in every other major arena of our communities work very effectively when it's in the hands of the people instead of bureaucrats.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. If we can increase choice and affordability and put healthcare decisions and healthcare dollars back in the hands of patients so that they are making decisions, we will see the price of healthcare come down. We will keep the things that people currently in the system, and we will fix the things that are broken. We will finally have real healthcare reform that everyone can afford.
Well, that is something that has been a long time coming. We're a lot smarter as a people here in America, and we can, when we are allowed to exercise our liberties. I mean, again, you and I discussed this again, Elaine. I think the choices that are before us today need to be run through the filter of, does it add or take away from our liberty?
I agree with you 100%. So, I mean, people want choice. That's what our study shows. They don't want to lose that doctor-patient relationship, and they certainly don't want to lose their private health insurance, as the Medicare for All plan would do.
As this continues to develop, let's stay in touch. Look forward to having you back. Elaine Parker, president of Job Creators Network Foundation, here on Bill Martinez Live. Elaine, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you for being with us.
Merry Christmas.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.